I'm Mike Eppel. They've got the money to burn the mortgage, but more high net worth Canadians are choosing to keep paying on their property. A survey by Investors Group of those with $500,000 or more in investable assets indicates 67% are keeping their mortgage as part of an investment strategy. Peter Veselinovich is a VP of Banking and Mortgages at Investors Group.
Our parents used to rush to pay off debt, including mortgages. And that was at a time when debt was very expensive. It wasn't that long ago, five-year mortgages were at 12%, even higher for a brief period of time. So there was a lot of common sense that went into saying, you know, extinguish your debt as quickly as you can. Now we've got a couple of different dynamics that are working in the marketplace as we see this new group of boomers now start to enter retirement. We've enjoyed low interest rates for some time now, but what's happened at the same time is more and more people have embraced investing for their retirement as well. And they find themselves in a situation today where a typical retiree may have to trigger either capital gains or other taxes to pay off that debt, and they'd rather not do that.
And along with tax benefits, there are estate planning purposes.
Giving money to the kids, settling off estates before they become estates. We've seen cottages as an example. One cottage, great family, there's one of the kids that really loves to use it. The other one, maybe not so much. Well, here's a way that they can actually provide some of those funds.
But borrowing to invest requires a strategy.
And quite frankly, your debt repayment strategy should be part of your overall financial plan. What your ultimate goals are. There's individuals, it has to be tailored to their specific needs, their specific risk thresholds. Does it make sense for them?
That's Peter Veselinovich with Investors Group.